Chaver, so a Heilige Talmud, Reb Shimon Yaakov Janikowski, the Nafshi, he reached out to me this week. He wanted to hear my thoughts on a Rashi. The beginning of the parasha, when talking about Eishes Yifas Toar, going to war, and this woman who you take captive, it's a very strange episode in Torah. So Rashi tells us when HaKadosh Baruch Hu matters, allows us to take that woman, Lo Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzahara. The Torah here is only speaking Keneged Yetzahara, to defeat our Yetzahara. He wanted to know if I had any pshat on that, anything I thought on that. And Rashi continues, She'em HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matira, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be Matir, would not allow it, Yisana Be'isr, we'd end up marrying Be'isr. Because Pasha Pshat is very strange. Pasha Pshat is basically, Hashem doesn't want us to marry this person, be with this person. It seems like a very promiscuous activity. It doesn't seem like what's acceptable in the Torah. Yet Hashem allows it because Pasha Pshat can negate Yitzhar, because otherwise the Yitzhar would be so strong. So He basically allows it, so we're not doing anything wrong. That's Pasha Pshat, right? That's how we most understand. Is there a deeper Pshat? First, I gave over a deeper Pshat to him that I've said for years, I'm not going to say over now, that a kesher to the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu allows us, first didn't want us to eat meat, and then allowed us to eat meat, and sometimes gives us a mutter outlet when we see we're not capable. Okay, I definitely gave that 5 minute bar once upon a time, Ayin on Wayu Torah for another time. We're not going to go there. Because basically, through Mitalmida Yisra Kulam, through my Heilige Talmud, Yidid Nafshi, Rishim Yaakov, came a new idea, which I think is Pashup Shad in the Rashi, and developed it, started saying it to him, and developed it more today. Because Rashi continues. A lot of people stop at that part in the Rashi and say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that we wouldn't be capable to hold ourselves back, so He just allowed it for us, which is very strange, very hard to understand. But then Rashi continues. Aval im nasa, He continues, if you do marry this person, which you're allowed, Rashi tells us, sofa liya sona, in the end you're going to hate her. This is what Rashi, it's Rashi's period. And then you're going to hate her. Shenemar achrov kisiyana lish, and says Isha snua, that you're going to have a wife that you're going to hate. Visofa, you know what else is going to happen? Lahoylid mimena bensora amora. You're going to have children, you're going to have a child that's a bensora amora, the most rebellious kid. Lekach nismichu parashas elu. Rashi said, that's why the smichas and parashas afterwards. Why is Rashi adding that? What's going on here? What's going on? What's pshat? So I want to say, and I think this is Pashup Shad on Rashi, but I think it's of the deepest yesodos to defeat the Yetzara. Of the deepest yesodos to chinuch ever. Listen to this. For all we came together for this Torah, I think, kedai. First of all, there's a concept of Miami genuvim yom taku. There's a concept when stolen water is sweet. When something's off limits, I have more excitement towards it. That's just a natural inclination. So first and foremost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, if perhaps it's asr to you, I'll make it mutter. But like, really? So, but still, Hashem doesn't want us doing it. Meaning, what's pshat? Listen closely, Chavra. Sometimes in life, we struggle with taiva, with temptation. But what is that? That's my guf, my body, my own personal anoichias, my desires against the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that alone, sometimes we're matzliach, and sometimes we're not matzliach. If it's just against the isser, sometimes that isser is even the isser, like we just said, might even build the desire to do it, just because it's asr. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands our psychology and knows that just by saying asr is not going to help. Just by saying asr is not going to help. We'll say even, let's tell you it's mutter. But then, do I really want you to do this? No. So what's Rashi continue? The biggest key to defeating that Yetzihara is not by saying it's asr. It's by a recognition and being thought out and saying, if I do this, what's going to come from it? If I do this, you know what's going to come from it? You know what the consequences are going to be? If I give an Eishes Yifas Toar, mutter, it's fine. But you know what's going to happen if I marry her? I'm going to end up hating her. It's going to be a terrible relationship. It's going to bring me only tsaros. I'm going to have children that are rebellious and terrible. So now, and then after knowing all that, I'm still going to do it? No way, no chance. In other words, what? Lo dibra, maybe pshat is, lo dibra Torah elekinei yetzara. Rashi tells us, the Torah teaches us how to defeat the yetzara. Lo dibra Torah elekinei yetzara. You know how to defeat the yetzara? Don't worry about, oh, it's your mutter. Let it be mutter. Don't worry about that. That's not going to do it for you. Recognize Ezu Chacham Haroas Anolad. Recognize what's going to come if you give in. Recognize, you know what? Late at night, Lo Aleinu, a person struggles and he has taiva and he has his phone and he has kolat veris tachas Hashem is in front of his face and he could give in. And so it's trying to say, oh, but it's Osir, but it's Osir. That's really going to do it for you? That, I don't think you're going to be matzliach necessarily always that way. But if you stop and realize, if I do give in, you know how I'm going to feel afterwards? I'm going to feel like garbage. I'm going to feel like a shemat. I'm going to feel that like the lowest of low. And you know what's going to happen? I'm already now destroying my future marriage and the holiness with my wife and how I'm going to look at my wife and what I'm going to expect from her. You realize, think about all that. Think about what can come from that. That's going to help you. That's going to look. Divritoli, that's how you defeat the Yetzirah. That's the key. Mayim Ganovim Mitaku. Just by being Asr, that sometimes can make it even sweeter. So don't go there. Forget about Asr Mutter. Realize and think about the consequences of our actions, and that's how Kiseisil Macham Alavecha. That's how we'll go. But I'll add one more in the Kuda. One more, just when we're talking about defeating Yetzirah, and this is not necessarily from this Rashi, it's something my Halakha Talmud, Josh Packer, sent me a Torah to learn from Abir Yaakov this week. And Abir Yaakov says so beautifully, Rashi Tevos of Seitze, when you go out to war, is Tavnis Selim Elokim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu built in each and every one of us at Selim Elokim. And what's that telling us? You know what else you go to war? One is to understand the consequences of the actions and how what this is going to do to you. But before you even think about that, you got to realize how chashiv you are. How kadosh you are. You're at Selim Elokim. You're at Selim Elokim. You have a piece of God inside you. You're kadosh. You're kadosh kadoshim. You have a neshama that's chelik elokamim amamish. So you're going to sin? You're going to allow your neshama to be defiled in such a way and so foe to all that Rashi explained? So before you even come to that, first realize, tzeitze, tzavnes selim elokim, realize how chashiv we are. If each and every one of us realizes how chashiv we are, realize that we're a ben melech, realize that we have a neshama, which is a chelik elaka, we'll be zoiche to defeat the Yetzirah. Realize when we give into Yetzirah, how what it does to us, so then we'll win every war. And when we win the war, Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, I'll bring you the ultimate gula. You brought the gula within this chapter, I'll bring the ultimate gula with Mashiach Zakeinu and Bezoicha, each and every one of us, to Ksiv Ksiv Atayv, your Simcha, your Bracha, your Refuas, your Shua, so you have only good things for each and every one of us, all Klai Yisrael, which have a Heluga, beautiful Shabbos Kaidesh. Shabbos Kaidesh, Shabbos Kaidesh, Shabbos Kaidesh, Shabbos Kaidesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabb